Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. It's called microchimerism, like a chimera,
yep.
Which is...
Yeah, like a chimera.
So, Vicki, what you're saying is there is a physical reason why we cannot let go of the experience. There's a physical imperative here that's driving our emotions, and it's not something that is made up emotion or a spiritual problem.
No.
There's this spiritual component that the presence of the child lingers literally within our bodies.
And we pass those cells to other siblings. And so the babies who come afterwards can get cells from us from previous siblings. And when you work with siblings, they sometimes say things like they don't know about the abortion, but they'll say something like, I always thought I was supposed to have an older brother or an older sister. And they're usually pretty sex specific. Sometimes they'll say, you know, older brothers and sisters, but that might be multiple abortions and miscarriages. But it's so incredible when you think about how God made us, that there's this connection there. Plus, we carry the cells of our mothers and our grandmothers, okay? This continuity, you know, in Scripture, and I don't remember, I apologize, I don't remember the exact site, but, you know, who begat, who begat, who begat, who? Well, there it is, okay? This connection that's there. And, you know, to know that the partner I choose maybe makes an impact even on what these cells do in my body. But we know that in some circumstances, they help our bodies to heal. If we're sick, they gather there like they're trying to fix it. Well, wow. Okay? That's an amazing, miraculous thing. And again, we don't, you know, the problem with the abortion debate, in my opinion, is that we tend to get sort of stuck in the morality and we don't expand it to the science. And here's the science that says you're still changed by that. And it explains why, even if I don't have a faith base of any kind, I may still be grieving for that child. And you know, and I'm puzzled by that. You know, why would that bother me? I believe abortion's a woman's right, blah, blah, blah. And then here is still this nagging question. And so that understanding of how fearfully and wonderfully made we are is an important piece.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.